The Ghost Runner, The Tragedy of the Man They Couldn't Stop by Bill Jones, narrated by Clive R. Anderson. Introduction. John Tarrant had been dead for 9 years when I first heard his name. The man has been haunting me ever since. At the time, I was a researcher at Granada Television in Manchester, working on a documentary marking the centenary of the Salford Harriers. Running as an activity had never interested me, but the runners were fascinating, and this unfashionably working-class outfit linked arms with a fast-waning industrial age. It was 1984 in Margaret Thatcher's Britain, and every factory closure was taking a club like this down with it. Miraculously, the Harriers had somehow clung on, although its members were mostly still drawn from Lancashire's imperiled blue-collar army. They'd wisely kept their overheads low. After 100 years, they still had no clubhouse, preferring instead to change in the back room of an immense Victorian alehouse before training in the leafy dell of Boggart Hole Clough, a nearby public park. Over the decades, the Harriers had produced few stars, and most of those were forgotten. Local heroes from a golden pre-lapsarian age between the wars, when thousands crammed athletic stadiums to watch Manchester's undernourished amateurs take on the world. During months of research, I'd met many of them, all well into their 80s, eking out their lives on memories and a state pension. Of them all, Eddie Hughes had been my favourite. In pictures taken during the 1920s, he always seemed to be shivering, fixing the trackside photographer with unsettling, ravenous eyes. But in his pomp, he could run like a Mustang, and no matter what Oxbridge superstar...